Blog Talk Radio.
Holiday. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to our all-new feature show on Oracle's Reading by Omi Inka 7. And thank you so very much for joining us. We're on to a new segment, and this is Stand and Deliver. And most of you know that I have been standing and delivering on a topic that we are most familiar with in our urban city communities. And we're going to keep on this topic until we get some satisfaction. And we started talking about this topic because we decided to set up a coalition around the world of those with information and skills to assist and aid our brothers and sisters who have foreclosures within their communities or in their homes or amongst their loved ones. And we have been working with an organization, and our organization has found a need to set up a coalition where we are going to bring teachers in with like skills and like minds who can aid and assist various different people in preparing their paperwork. Now, mind you now, I did not say in the legality but the paperwork. We are stenographers. We are typists, administrators. We can assemble your paperwork, but we cannot, and I repeat, we cannot advise you on the law. We are not members of the bar, and we do not hold ourselves out to be practitioners of the law, nor do we tell anyone that we are the paralegals that prepared any work. We only advise you on the books to purchase and show you where you can get the forms and how to set your format up, and we may type it for you if you need to have something typed. We can pretty much help you getting the administrative aspect together. Now, today is a very serious topic, and you want to get your hats on and get ready to sit down. We did have a guest coming in. I have a partner that will be working with me from time to time because of the holiday. She is indisposed right now, and so Omi's going to have to wing it on her own. Now, we did have a young lady who came in earlier this year to talk to us from California about their coalition and what they're doing out there to win the wars against foreclosure. Please, people, don't lay down on this one. You cannot afford to go to sleep on this one because we're losing our most prized possession as we come off the job. We cannot come up off the job. I want to talk to you about proceedings and going to court. I am not a lawyer. I am only a paralegal, and I am not a practicing paralegal, only for myself. Now, I will say this. Each one of you are entitled to be a pro se self-help representative of yourself. You do have that right. And here's another thing I will tell you that you do have a right to. Under the Fourth and Fifth Amendment, you have a right to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and a right to property. Please don't forget that, people. You have a right to property, and that's not rentership property, but ownership property. There's a few things you're overlooking in your ability to look at some rights that you have under the consumer finance protection laws. There are rights. I want you to go to your community to research and find out, where are your consumer finance departments? Where can you go and get information? Read everything you get your hands on. It will amaze you that all the loan you have given, you're right over to someone else to prosperize your mortgage. You must understand, people, when you first go into closing, you have a ton of papers. And most of you may not be familiar with them if you haven't gone through closing more than once or twice. I want you to familiarize yourself with the closing papers. Order yourself a set of closing papers and go through them. Look at the mortgage language and look at what you're committing to. Normally, your lawyer's there saying, yeah, I read over it. I know what it says. Go ahead and sign it. This time around, you don't want to follow suit on that. You want to sit down with those papers and pick your lawyer's brain on every detail about the aspect of you rendering your signature, because your signature becomes very powerful. The only way a mortgage company can foreclose on you is that you have initially given him written consent in writing, not oral, but written consent to foreclose on your property. You might not remember it now because it's been such a long time since you went through closing, and you might have remembered nodding your head saying yes because the lawyer said sign it, but you didn't realize the complications of what that signature might give. They were supposed to stop you and say, hold up, I'm going to red flag this one. We need to have a meeting of the mind. We need to have conversation. Do you realize that you're giving me the right to close on you in the event that you fail to pay? Do you realize that you're giving the trustee the right to act on your behalf? Those were the signals where they were supposed to stop and reiterate and have a meeting of the mind, giving you a warning, letting you know what you were getting into, and you had the right to withhold your signature and not give it. And there's also an opportunity where you can come back and revoke your rights in that signature. So you must understand that this problem that we've gotten ourselves into has been a problem where they have fooled the world into thinking that they have the right to foreclose when, in fact, the ultimate buyer gives them the right. Now, let me also remind you of something else. Now, you go through the city and you see all these signs saying, we buy homes, we buy homes. How do you think they're buying those homes? Sometimes they're buying them in bulk, paper bulk. And that may be where an owner may be selling the certificates, say certificates, and they have to be certificates that are securitized. Those securitized certificates, from what I have gathered, those securitized certificates don't have a note. They do not have a wet signature. And normally they do not come with someone's title and deeds because these headhunters who are out there looking to find this property are headhunters who are willing to take a chance and buy the bulk homes just to get rid of them as certificates. Now, I want you to read up on certificates and securitize and read up on whether or not those securitized certificates can be foreclosed on. I won't give you the answer now, but I want you to find out, because therein lies your treasure, to find out if you've had one of your mortgages sold to another proselytizer, to someone who decides to foreclose on you who doesn't have the wet signature or the note. Then who is the creditor? How are they collecting on something without a note? Think now. Put your thinking caps on. This is the most thinking and the most prized thinking you will ever do. If there is not a note and someone is asking you to forfeit your property on the basis of that you owe them, they must in court be willing to produce the debt that you have. And if they sell your property to someone else, a securitized document cannot be foreclosed on. Now, if they sell your property, they must offer you a documentation saying the debt has been satisfied and the debt has been paid because you still are the rightful owner. They must inform you. It's very vital that you should understand this. Now, I'm not teaching on the law. This says this right in your mortgage documents, which you are a reader. And all the 5 years I've been online, I have taught you how to read and go behind words and understand words and decipher and comprehend. Now is the time to use your reading, because you're going to have to comprehend this to know exactly what you got yourself into and how to get yourself out. Number one, as you read that information about these security certificates that they bought, it is not a deed. It is not a title. They bought themselves a set of certificates without the mortgage deed or debt to go along with it. When you don't have a deed or debt and you go into court demanding that someone pay, usually under your PMI, PMI is an insurance guaranteeing the mortgage company if you default, it will pay the loan off. So the loan was paid off long before you transact any money at all. So it's a game that's being played here, people, a real game of some greedy people buying bulk homes, buying the certificate and securitizing it, and then trying to foreclose illegally. It becomes a felon. Now, at all times, the mortgage company must have the possession of that deed or that note in their possession. And they give the bank the impression that at all times they have the material package of information in their possession. If they do not, they have fraudulently explained to the bank that they are holding the note when in fact they are not, because they never got it when they bought the certificates. Now, if you don't have a note, how can you foreclose on someone? And how can you demand a payment when you do not have a bill of sales? There lies a problem. And I want you to put your thinking caps on. I want you to go to your lawyers. And I want you to find out if your property was sold as a certificate. And I want you to find out if they're now trying to foreclose on a certificate piece of property. I want you to do your homework, people. Some of you are standing outside of your property looking in now saying, it was my fault because I didn't pay that bill or I got behind on that bill. Let me tell you another little secret. You know, Obama made it quite plain that he was coming up with a government plan called the HAFA, making homes affordable. And he said at that time, only those people who had an FHA or Fannie Mae loan could qualify for that government program that he had for modification. Most of those mortgage companies made individuals think that they were on a HOFA program for modification, meaning, well, the HOFA program was a short sale, indicating no matter what you got for the house, they would accept it, and the remaining portion of the balance that was not offered to you would be written off, and you would not have to endure the balance of that on your credit because the HOFA plan would cover it. Only if, however, you had a Fannie Mae or Fannie Mac type of FHA loan would you qualify, not under conventional. However, some people rode the distance thinking that they were up under a HOFA program when, in fact, they never qualified for it in the first place. And at the end, they found out that if they did do a short sale, they would have to endure the excess amount that they didn't sell the house for on their credit, and it would affect their credit as if it was an outstanding debt. Now, we've got to get some things clear here. We're giving our hand and our knowledge and our brains over to the lawyer, and we go into these closings, and we don't ask them to slow it down and to explain and help us to have comprehension and a meeting of the mind. And then yet we render our signatures, and then at the end we don't know what is happening when they siege our property and want to embark upon overthrowing our house with a writ and a right to assist by asking the sheriff to assist them in removing you. They go get the law, and by any means necessary, they're telling the sheriff to remove you as if they're bringing the hound dogs to remove you, when in fact your Fourth and Fifth Amendment has been violated because you have the right to liberty and pursuit of happiness and the right to property. So you got to think. Yes, I'm saying you have to think. You get those mortgage papers out now, just while I'm on the phone. I'll stop and wait for a minute. I'll even take a break for a minute, and I'll wait till you come back, and we'll talk. Call back on the line. I definitely want to talk to you. If you are having a problem with understanding your paperwork and what the nature of your paperwork is, hold tight, because we're going to help you understand that you have got to be the one to fight for you. There's no lawyer out there that's going to fight for you, and there is nobody coming from the sky to help you. Trust me, I know it's not. Hold tight for a second. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Now, I want to take as few breaks as possible because we're on a serious topic right here. I'm so serious because the young lady who came in and spoke to us was fighting a battle of thousands of dollars for her home because teachers were sought after, preferably female teachers that were minorities, were sought after for predatory lending practices. Knowing that upon being given an adjustable arm, knowing that those mortgages would skyrocket into a balloon and become excessive and impossible to meet. These were loans given to preferably females and minorities. And some of them happen to be large numbers of teachers. They have assembled themselves throughout California. They are a strong union to be reckoned with. I am now a part of that group and looking to bring as many teachers and individuals here in Indiana that would like to be a part of that. We're not going to let anyone go down by themselves. I am a soldier when it comes to assisting and aiding people and giving volunteer hours. And with what we're doing now, we're asking the people who are having those problems to call in to our hotline right now to set their dial at 646-478-0270. Call in and let me know who you are. Give us your name, where we can reach you. And if you are capable of accessing the internet, we will meet you in a private room online to talk with you about how we can help you start the process of getting your paperwork together and preparing to go to court under pro se. Yes, you will have to make appearances in court, and you will have to file motions, interrogatories, and you will have to answer summons. Don't be afraid, little one, because the ancestors are here, and they are with us. They're more with us than against us. Please don't be afraid. There's not a lawyer that's going to take up your stride and step out there against these institutions. Trust me, I've called on all of them, and they've turned their backs on the situation for fighting for you in court. So we had to form a coalition so we could come together and let the media come into our homes to help try this situation. It has to stop. It has to stop. And we have to take up arms against it. Now, we're talking about the Ferguson case and what we're going to do and how angry we are. Forget about being angry. You need to have strategies, and you need to have a plan. I am a strategic planner and organizer. I don't just get revenge. I get some satisfaction knowing that we have an institution that we can rely on that will help many people, not just one. Now, I know you're looking around the room saying, I don't want nobody to know my business. But, child, we are a self. We are the self with the big S. And there is no I in you but us. So where you are suffering and without your property, we suffer alike. So it is not important for you to worry about who will know your business. The main thing is that you'll get some help and you can prevent this from happening to someone else in your camp. So I want you to know this. Because I'm not a lawyer, I have access to many lawyers that I've worked with over the years, and you've heard them come in here, and I've interviewed them. They all have committed to help when we need them because we've helped them, and that's what I believe in. One hand washes the other. So when we need you or when blood calls, blood answers. So now is the time we need to rely on blood to come forward in our cohesive camp to assist and aid us in the paperwork of going over and filing documents and processing motions and paying fees for summons, because we are fighting for something, which is our Fourth and Fifth Amendment. People died for that amendment. And now we're handing our houses over like we're sheep being led to the slaughter. Do you not know some judge will appeal to you? And guess what? The ancestors are already out there. They're in front of the courthouses, and they're waiting. They're just waiting for us to show up. They've already informed me that they will be there. Yes, they may change the venue on you, but remember, ancestors are three-dimensional. They are able to travel, have travel, will travel. But I want you to know you do not fight carnally. Your weapons are not carnal through the pulling down of strongholds, but they're mighty in the spirit. And that's why we had to call on the ancestors. This topic is more serious to me than any topic. I've seen so many families right here in Indiana who have lost everything. Teachers who have had to walk away from their property and go homeless because someone fouled up a piece of paper. I can't begin to tell you how much tracking has been going on where they were pretending to set up a modification in room 202 and down in room 303. They were foreclosing on you and they were working together. It is a scheme and it is a process and it is abomination before God. And in knowing the realtors who practice in this, they knew it was going on. So this has been a scheme all the way around. When they finally tapped the banks on the hand and the banks were sanctioned with millions of dollars to give, yes, some of us got our $2,000 and $3,000 and they think that would satisfy us after they've taken our $45,000, $50,000 homes and stockpiled them for their own portfolio, going to the Rio department so their family members can look through the card catalog to see which one they want in their portfolio while you don't even have a home to live in. Let me tell you something. If birds have a nest to lay in, you have a right to property under the Fourth and Fifth Amendment. Now, we keep talking about reparation. Let's talk about our sovereign rights to ownership of property. Let's talk about the rights we have there. This land never belonged to any man. No man held it. I don't care how many pieces of paper they produced. It was not belonging to anyone who pioneered over here in the New World. This land belonged to the indigenous people. And by and large, every black person that's indigenous had a right to a piece of this land. If we didn't have anything else in our portfolio, we should have had a piece of land that we own. Now, why didn't we have it? And why we don't have it now? It's because we're asking for the wrong thing in this competition for reparation. Let's ask for our land first. First things are first. Land empowers you. You know how I know? Because I've owned 5 pieces of properties in my lifetime. And had to fight with the man so I could keep my equity. And they will fight you to the end over your equity. And they're still stealing the equity out of people's homes now, using it for their portfolio and their best interest so they don't have to work so hard. And you ask, how is it that people are getting ahead of you? They're getting ahead of you because they're operating off of your share of the land. Now, I have put my foot down. And that's what this means, stand and deliver, to put your foot down. I put my foot down a couple of weeks ago, and I'm going to keep putting it down. You may hear about Omi on the news, because when I put my foot down, that means it's time to stand and deliver. Because I am an avid reader, and I read books of the law, I had to stumble up on my rights to consumer finance, to understand that you're basically bringing a lawsuit on a consumer finances when it comes to your property being taken. You're not suing because it's illegal to foreclose. You're suing because they violated your consumer rights. And you have to exercise those rights, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot lay asleep on this one. And just as we slept through a lot of other stuff that has happened this year, you have got to raise up with the understanding that you're going to win on this one. If you give all your prized possessions away, what heirs are you going to leave for your children and your children's children? Then fight for your property. Fight for your land. There are organizations like ours that will help you. I am now with NABE, the National Association for Bilingual Education. We set up our affiliate office here. And that affiliate office is the National Association for Multicultural and Bilingual Education for the state of Indiana. And within that organization, we work with families. And we want to intrigue you to sign up under our special membership. our special membership that we're running for individuals as well as for students. Very reasonable. Where you pay for the $50 for a year, for 4 quarters, or you pay individually. And we are offering programs and benefits. We've been out in the community. Some of you have seen us signing people up for membership. You can call in this number if you want, like to have an anonymous membership of just $15 or $50 for the whole year. Now, we're looking to set up a force to be reckoned with of intelligent teachers that are master teachers who have writing capability. Boy, I can't begin to tell you how well some of these teachers write, just like lawyers, because a lot of us have been skilled as well as lawyers have in the area of writing. So we are fluently writing these and putting our own cases together, and you have a right to do that under pro se. You have a right to bring your cases into court. Even if you don't know how to do them, put them together the best way you can. But go to court. Show up at the appearances. Bring your family and bring your members and show up with the ancestors. And plead the blood of Jesus over him. Because we don't know what the ancestors is bound to do in these courtrooms, because they're sick and tired and they're fed up with people robbing and piracy of people's land. This has been going on for eons. But the Indians fought until they fought to the creeks and the rivers. They fought all the way up to the mountains and the hills. We as black people have laid down our ability to fight. We do enough harm to ourselves, enough of this destroying ourselves. We've got to organize. We cannot let someone come in and do the same thing to us that they've done to Indians. But the Indians, our dear brothers, as a Seminole Indian myself, we have the fighting spirit in us, and we don't lay down easily. And I guess they're finding that out about Omiyinka. She doesn't lay down easily when it comes to her rights. I don't violate anyone. I respect them, and I certainly expect them to respect me. And if you're going to be clever, you got to get up awfully early to beat the Omi, because I'm more clever than they get when it comes to reading. And God has gifted me in that area to understand the things that I read. Not that I'm some lawyer, but it's just that I have the capability of comprehending and reading beyond what I see on paper. And what I see is somebody has gypped us. Somebody has rendered us helpless. Somebody has stolen from us. And you know what? We're going to get back every piece of property that was stolen, because the ancestors visited me the other day and said, Omi, Omi, woke me up in my sleep, told me, I am with you. And don't be afraid. Fear not. Because we are with you. She brought two others with her to let me know that she's here and they're here. And whatever we need, call on the ancestors, she said, Eli. Call on the ancestors and we will pick you up. And we will make you strong and we will guide you through. And that's what we need these days. There are many people calling us and many people needing help. And we're teaching them how to be self-help individuals and helping themselves to keeping their land and their property. Yes, you may have to go to court several times. Yes, you may have to take off work. Yes, you may have to stand before the judge and his great majesty. Yes, you may have to have lawyers rising up at you because they have such credentials that they fear you, but you don't back down because this is your property. You took your last sweat and tears to come up with that down payment. You put everything you had into this property, and now you're going to walk away from it because you missed a few payments? Well, it's not about you missing a few payments, because we've had Making Homes Affordable offering these mortgage companies up to $28,000 to clear back payments, and they refused it because it's not about the money. It's about them stockpiling property. And someone has got to say something about it. And if you're going to find these mortgage companies buying bundles, property, and these are securitized, they must know the rules. You cannot take a securitized piece of property and foreclose on it. You must follow the proceedings and have the land in question and the documentation in your possession at all times. You cannot make the courts think you have possession of a piece of paper that you've never got the copy to. You can't produce the document. You can't produce the wet signature. You can't produce the deed or the debt. When you're called in the court and we ask you for that, we subpoena that, and then we ask for that in an interrogatory. If you cannot produce it, if you cannot show a debt, there is no debt. You cannot collect on something that doesn't exist. Now, you say that if you foreclose and you put that house in a foreclose, that the debt may have gone away, but it's still an obligation to the mortgage company. True. That may be true. However, if that person reaffirms that property and commits to trying to make the payments on it, those are some options that they have. People, I want you to exercise all the options that are out there. Why is it that somebody has a handle on the law where they can strike everything that you bring into court, but at the same time they have an advantage with the courts because the courts think you are a layperson and don't know anything? Well, they have to give the advantage to the little guy every once in a while. And now it's time they got to give the advantage, because I'm going to put the attention on the courts right now so the media can watch to see if things are done fairly. I've already put the attention on them. And I'm telling you, the White House is going to be involved, and they will be looking at all these cases because we brought their attention. And you do have a right to write the Consumer Finance Department and tell them someone is messing with me, someone has violated me, someone has forfeited my rights, and you have a right to file paperwork and ask them to investigate too. There is some help out there for you people, and I want you to know that, and I want you to understand, you just don't go to church and say, I'm going to give it over to Jesus. Jesus don't want you to give it over to him. He wants you to rise up and be the Jesus that he left here on this earth for you to do the work. He didn't say he was coming back here to do nothing. He told you to do greater things than he did. And right now, we think we can't win because we never got a reparation. This may be the biggest payoff for reparation ever, when they have to pay back people for the losses of their homes, when they have to compensate them for the stolen equity. Well, I want to say this. In buying 4 and 5 pieces of property, I knew the paperwork. I understood the paperwork. What I didn't understand was the fact that the language they put in certain erroneous statements to cover up information and have you to sign your rights away was something that my lawyer was supposed to protect me from and inform me of. But because they are rushing through the paperwork, they ambiguously file things and put them through, knowing that you cannot live up to them. But yet they still ask for your contractual signature. You have a right to revoke signatures once finding out that someone has violated your rights. I don't want to see anyone on these airwaves losing their property. I don't want them to be quiet because they're embarrassed that someone will know their business. Like I said, all of this is our business as African Americans. We came here out of slavery with nothing. Whatever we got now is off the backs of our fathers and mothers that we slaved for as well. And the only way we're going to keep and have something, we've got to band together to assemble ourselves together to help with the technical written part of this and to help those people who do not have the technical skill for being a person who can assimilate and document the paperwork. So what am I saying? I'm saying that teachers are going to be assembling in this room, and for those who will want to call our next couple of shows that will be on one day a week, I can't tell you the dates now, but do tune in with our shows. So if you are a member of our organization, you will get the help you need, free of charge, the assistance that you need. Now, nobody's going to sit there and write everything up for you because we cannot. But we can tell you the proper paperwork and the books to get and how to find your prima facie cases and how to write. And we can help you with the sonographer of typing. Now, we got some work to do, people. This is a working webinar session. This has nothing to do with coming in here feeling good. This is a working session. As you know, the last couple of times that I've been standing and delivering, I have been teaching. So therefore, come in here with your pencils and paper and ready to roll your sleeve up next time, because you're going to have to get your materials out and get your mortgage out and start looking through it, looking for documentation of things that you can put together for your case. Now, I am not the business of collecting any money from anybody on anything. But if we are running a teacher's organization, your $5 here or there for membership will help you to get materials for a lifetime and help you to have access to our organization. We're a language organization where we are introducing culture and language as well as introducing literacy and understanding and comprehending. So we're teaching you how to read your mortgage papers, how to understand what you signed, how to confirm what it is you signed. So it's very important that when you get your mortgage papers, if you don't have a mortgage, go buy a set of mortgage papers and go through it and ad lib it and fill it out and look through the written clauses. And that's what we're going to talk about, getting through the contract. What does a contract mean? How is it that your lawyer is there and he's telling you, just sign it? No. You read that contract before you sign anything, through and through. And he has to explain and interpret any ambiguous languages. And it's been very ambiguous, and we've gone through these documents without getting a clear understanding or a meeting of the mind, and therein lies your consumer rights being violated. And do you not know that that is a fraud? It is a fraud, and it's considered a felony for someone to intentionally write ambiguous language and do not have a meeting of the mind and flag that session to let you know what it's really saying in layman's language. And if you sign it under the impression that you understand it and you don't, you could be held accountable, or you can ask the lawyer to reiterate what is it saying. What does it mean in layman's terms? And what am I giving my rights up once I sign it? And can I revoke my signature? These are some things that you need to know. I'm not teaching around the law. I'm teaching common sense. And these are common sense things that you go in there with the knowledge of knowing. I don't know how many of you bought property or plan to buy property or who have lost your property, but one of the three categories I'm sure you've been in. Some of you are right now in a foreclosure, and you don't know what you're going to do. And you're due to go to court, and you can't find a lawyer to go in with you, because they're not fighting foreclosure cases. And because some of them might have been privy to your case, so they cannot take it. And now you're just tired, and you just want it to be over with, and you want to hand it over. Well, I'm telling you, be strong, soldier. Be strong, soldier. Don't give up the fight. Fight the good fight of faith. And continue as long as you have an appeal opportunity. Appeal it until you can go to the highest Supreme Court, until they see eye to eye with you of what was done wrong. It's very vital that we have got to get out of this spirit of giving up, the spirit of saying, well, what else can I do? When it comes to rights, you read the books and find out what rights are there for the consumer. There are many you will find. And those many consumer rights you will find out you have given away. You can get them back, little sister, little brother. You can get those rights back by appealing and asking the judge to allow you to come back and exercise your Fourth and Fifth Amendment, the right to a pursuit of happiness, liberty, and property. Look it up under the Fifth Amendment. Don't go with what I'm saying. Go behind my words. These are the 15th and Fourth Amendment that are given to us. And I want you to understand that property is where you get your riches. The most equity that you ever gain or profit is through owning property. But for you to say,